Welcome back to Romanticy, a podcast created by Dipsy. I'm your host and the CEO and co-founder of Dipsy, Faye Keegan. This week, we are listening to the third chapter, the third installment of Forbidden Fruit, a very short, very spicy audiobook on Dipsy. When we were writing Forbidden Fruit at Dipsy, it was not only our first foray into Greek mythology, but it was also our first foray into any kind of a magical world at all, any world that exists outside of the one that we currently walk and talk in. Starting by adapting an existing myth versus starting from scratch allowed us to leverage not only like the powerful world building of Greek mythology, but also tap into immediate resonance and familiarity with our listeners. Writing Forbidden Fruit ended up being like great training ground for us as writers and creators and producers on how to create great fantasy with some really great guardrails. And so when we went on to write our own fantasy content totally from scratch, we had learned a lot of lessons from Forbidden Fruit. I think that Greek myths are so often adapted and readapted and retold and reshaped, not only because they sort of tap on these deep universal human stories like love and betrayal and jealousy and loss and anger, but also because they have this inherent epicness because they are stories about gods. What I mean by that is like, you know, we are not gods. Most people's lives are kind of ordinary, but the feeling of a breakup, the feeling of being in love, the experience of connection and relationships and chemistry, the experience of your life is epic. It feels elevated in that way. And when we tell stories about gods, we get to explain it on that scale. Persephone and Hades' extreme connection and chemistry, their obsession and their draw towards each other is explained in these magical, mythological, epic ways. The seed of the pomegranate, the spring, the summer, the winter, the dark underworld, the sunny above world. And that is what it feels like to have a crazy crush on someone. Like, we all have had that feeling, even if we've never been in bed with the god of the underworld. In this chapter of Forbidden Fruit, Hades tells Persephone that the 2 days apart from her feels like eternity. And that kind of language, that kind of hyperbole, feels kind of cheesy sometimes in contemporary romance, where it's just you and I talking to each other. But among the gods, it feels correct. It feels true. And it actually gets so much better at what that actually feels like when you are so in love with someone and so connected to them, and every second apart from them seems to just drag. But I won't give any more away. As a reminder, if you're sick of waiting week after week to get more Forbidden Fruit, to get more Romanticy from Dipsy, there is a lot more where this came from, a lot more Hades, a lot more Forbidden Fruit, and a lot more spicy audiobooks like it available right now on the Dipsy app. You can use code Romanticy at dipsystories.com to get 30 days free. That's dipsestories.com/romanticy to start your 30 days free. But here it is, chapter 3 of Forbidden Fruit, Earthly Return.
I was bound to the underworld now by virtue of eating its fruits. The arrangement was set. I'd live on Mount Olympus for spring, summer, and autumn, and return to the underworld each winter to be with Hades. I would tell the gods that I'd escaped, but that I'd been tricked into eating the pomegranate so as not to draw the ire of Zeus. I did not savour the thought of so many months apart from Hades now that we were so tied. And I could tell the distance would pain him as well. He tried to hide his sullenness, but he often wandered off, and I knew it was weighing heavily upon him. On the day I was set to leave, I left the underworld the same way I arrived. Hades wrapped me in his arms, and a heaviness dragged on my eyes. Everything around us, the river, the sky of living stars, dissolved, and my head fell against his chest, the sound of his heart in my ear as I drift into something like sleep. I awoke in the field where I'd first met Hades, now in the full bloom of summer. The sun was so bright it felt blinding when I opened my eyes. But as soon as they adjusted, I felt drunk with all the colours of the earth. Green grass swishing in the breeze, the electric blue sky, leaves and flowers like jewels of every colour. I dug my fingers into the damp, warm soil, the smell of sun-baked stone and earth making me feel heady. It was good to be home. Hermes.
Persephone. The Pantheon's lost daughter deigns to return home.
It doesn't sound like you miss me.
What good would it do, You went of your own accord.
How dare you? I've only just escaped the underworld and you greet me with accusations.
Spare me, please. You insult my intelligence. I was there the day you descended into the underworld. Or did you forget?
I was taken.
You didn't put up much of a fight. So I am right.
Hermes, you don't...
What's worse is I can smell the fruits of the underworld on your breath.
I was famished. I did not know what it meant.
If Zeus discovers you are lying to him, it could bring war, Persephone.
Then no one must ever know. Not a soul, Hermes. Every god and demigod in the cosmos attended the feast. Demeter made toast after weeping toast to my safe return. Artemis gifted me with a moonstone pendant. Hephaestus forged a dagger for me to protect myself. I was laden with gifts and food and wine, touched by the genuine happiness at my homecoming. I took a sip of my honeyed wine and looked quickly in the direction of Hermes. He was staring at me again, as he had been all night. There was a worried crease between his eyebrows and his wings flitted nervously. All of a sudden, my vision swelled and clouded, like ink spilling into clear water. Everything went dark until a figure emerged. Hades. I could feel his hands trailing down from my waist to my hips, picking me up, pushing me against a wall. I dropped the goblet I'd been holding, its contents splattering at my feet.
Are you all right?
Oh, sorry. So sorry.
No, I'm fine.
I left the party as quickly as I could. At the edge of the torchlight, I saw a shadow move through a grove of olive trees. He was here. I followed quietly. Hades.
You're right. Even 2 days apart from you has been an eternity.
You cannot be here. If anyone catches us together, they'll...
What can anyone do to us now?
We still must be quick.
I've never considered patience to be a virtue anyway.
He kissed me deeply and I breathed in the familiar scent of him. Wood smoke and honey. He wrapped his hands around my back and laid me down on the warm earth. His hands pinned my wrists above my head and I looked into his eyes. Impossibly dark, deep and hungry for me. Kiss me again. He grabbed at my dress, ripping the soft silk, and he kissed me with a new intensity, his lips hungry and his tongue warm. The weight of him pressed me further into the earth. In that moment, I would have let him do anything to me. He reached between my legs and pressed against the thin fabric there. How will I go back to the party with no dress?
A question for later.
Oh, that is so good. I'm so sensitive when you...
Oh. You must be quiet.
I'm trying.
No, hard enough.
Make me then. He clamped his hand over my mouth and I smiled against his palm. He pressed down harder with his thumb, making circles over and over again. I writhed underneath him and tried my hardest not to scream, which only seemed to spur him on more.
I wish they could hear us. I want them to know that the goddess of spring is mine.
He stroked his cock already hard, and I thought about how delicious it would feel inside me. How full. Then he slipped it between my lips. spreading my wetness and teasing me with it.
Please, Hades, don't tease me.
Say it.
I'm yours.
You want more? You like it when I fuck you hard, goddess of spring. When I grind you into the earth.
I want it even harder.
I'll give you whatever you want.
He swept me up into his arms and carried me towards the cypress tree. I smiled secretly as he bent me over and I grabbed the trunk to steady myself. My fingers gripped onto the bark as he pushed into me from behind.
Oh, I cannot go without you. Without your smart mouth. This body.
And you, me. I feel as if I might come completely undone.
Oh, I want you to feel me everywhere.
I do. I do.
He squeezed my hips so tight I knew he'd leave marks. And he pumped inside me faster and faster, his body pushing against mine with every stroke. I bit my lip to contain myself. I could still hear the party in the distance, and soon they'd be wondering where I was. I pulsed my muscles tight and he slipped his hand between my thighs, rubbing me the way I like best. The wave of pleasure was so strong, I thought I might drown.
I want to memorize the feeling of you, so I can think of you even when I'm far away. Oh, you're close.
So close.
I let myself come undone. I didn't care who could hear me. The feeling coursing through me was stronger than the wrath of any god.
You risk so much.
I'd risk anything for you.
Perhaps we can find a way.
Meet me here in a fortnight. Wait until it's dark. And I'll come find you.